Welcome to KBS World Radio, everyone. Thank you for joining us on Books on Demand, a show that introduces a treasure trove of Korean short stories to global audiences. Today, we brought you another exciting title for the summer thriller series, Their Eyes by Shin Jae-hyung. I'm your host, Karen Choi, and please stay tuned.
The first time he entered this semi-basement room was in the early morning hours, just like now. He came into the room through an opening in a small window made by cutting the screen in a neat L shape. Once near the bed, he took out a sharp knife he had brought along. It is unknown whether a moment of hesitation existed at the tip of the knife. What is certain is that the knife was driven into her torso. Startled by the metal's foreign sensation and the searing pain that penetrated her body, the girl screamed with all her might and fled to the living room. She was bleeding from her upper body as she crawled away from her assailant. She barely managed to get a hold of the front door. His knife came down on the back of her hand. Blood splattered on the door handle. While a copious amount of blood gushed out of the dead girl's wound, he went outside through the sliced screen and came back with a big suitcase intended for dumping her body. Two tracks were etched clearly on the pool of blood spreading on the floor.
This week's story for the summer thriller series is Shin Jae-hyung's Their Eyes, published in 2009. The main character is a crime profiler who reconstructs crime developments at the scene. About 2 weeks later, another body of a woman is discovered near an embankment in Kanghwa-gun County. We'll find out once we identify the woman, but it is not Kim Mi-suk. The killer is highly likely to have first struck the sleeping Kim Mi-suk's torso vertically from where he was standing. But the wound on this body is slanted. The killer also stabbed the back of the hand when Kim Mi-suk reached the door as she was trying to get away. But look, this body has no such wound. The woman's body was naked with all her 10 fingers cut off and a throttling mark on her neck. The reason the throttling mark is broad is that the killer couldn't choke her hard enough to kill her, even though he must have strangled her after stabbing her in the side. Do you think he doesn't have a strong grip? Perhaps. That may be why he cut off her fingers. She could have struggled while being choked, and his skin tissue could have been left under her fingernails. He could have cut off all her fingers to get rid of that evidence. I think the killer is a young man with a rather slight build. Judging from the fact that the body was abandoned here, he must have driven here. That means he would be at least in his early to mid-20s. DNA analysis revealed that the victim was a 26-year-old named Lee Ah-hyun who lived near where Kim Mi-suk was killed. Police started canvassing the area to look for anyone suspicious. The house where Ah-hyun was killed resembled Mi-suk's murder site in many ways, but one difference was that his footprints were discovered not in the bedroom, but in front of the bathroom. Could the victim have been in the bathroom? As expected, the bathroom was covered in projected blood stains. The murderer must have killed her here. But then, how did the blood stains get in the living room? Did the first attack take place in the bathroom and a struggle ensued in the living room before they returned to the bathroom? But not a drop of blood was found between the living room and the bathroom. What is even stranger is that a blood trail had started on the bed sheet. He followed the blood trail that started on the bed. I stooped down to peer at the blood drops and then spotted an MP3 player under the bed. Before long, I found a series of blood drops that led to the living room. But the profiler couldn't make anything out of it. That was when he discovered a blood stain near the broken full-length mirror at one corner of the living room.
The killer's movement estimated from Kim Mi-suk's murder scene appeared to be quite intentional, as if he had planned everything. But why does he appear so disorderly at this scene? Was his plan disrupted somehow? Why did he undress her? He didn't intend to sexually assault her. What if she was taking her clothes off? Several possibilities started popping up in my head. You couldn't have attacked her so easily if you didn't know that she was in the bathroom. That was why a scuffle took place in the bathroom and you happened to stab her at a 45-degree angle. Fatally stabbed, the victim fell to the floor, drained of vitality. And that was when you strangled her and killed her, right? When you entered the house, you must have thought the victim was in the bedroom. You could have made sure through the window in advance that someone was on the bed. I went into the bedroom to confirm my last conjecture. I turned on the MP3 player found under the bed to check on the volume. 30 bars indicated the maximum volume. Currently, it was set at 25 bars. At this volume, it was likely that the person could not have heard what was happening in the bathroom. Look through the field where Lee Ah-hyun's body was found, within the 500 meters, no, 1 kilometer range. There may be another dumped body.
While the profiler was on his way to Kangwa Police Station, he got a call that Lee Ah-hyun's car was located. When he told the homicide team leader at Kangwa Police Station that there may be two victims in this case, the captain erupted in anger. "We're busy enough as we are with canvassing. We don't have time to conduct a search." Later, a call came from the homicide team leader about a suspect.
The name is Na Won Hak, 21 years old and 170 centimeters tall. As you said, he has a slight build. He is an introvert with no job. After dropping out of high school, he spent most of his time at home playing games. His parents died in a car accident 5 years ago, and he has a sister who is 5 years older than him supporting him. You saw him during canvassing. What was your impression? He was shy and not very chatty. He seemed nervous. He seemed to fit your profile the best. Now tell me what you found out about the killer's psychology. I think he feels deeply guilty before committing the crime. What makes you think that? From the broken mirror found at Lee Ah-hyun's murder scene. Given the blood stain found between the cracks, he must have shattered the mirror before he killed the victim. He must have felt guilty from seeing himself in the mirror. That is why he broke the mirror. But he is bound to build up some kind of resistance as he continues killing people. Then we must hurry. Let's go right now. Excuse me? They found another body just now, at the reed field.
When they arrived at Na Won Hak's house, they could see that one side of the yard had been dug up and then covered again. When I came home last night, he was gone. I couldn't call him because he left his cell phone behind. Why do you ask? While the team leader was talking to Na Won Hak's sister, the profiler went into his room. There were missed calls from his sister, one at 9:30 and again at 1 in the morning, in Na Won Hak's cell phone left in the desk drawer. Why are you in my brother's room without my permission? The profiler quickly stashed Na Won Hak's phone in his pocket and stepped out to the living room. Your brother is a suspect in this case. He isn't capable of doing something like that. Trust me. Our primary job is locating your brother. Do you have a photo with his face clearly showing? The team leader had already left when the profiler texted him about checking to see if Na Won Hak had a driver's license. Then he went through the case over in his mind. A ping alerted him that a text had arrived. Na Won Hak doesn't have a driver's license. The profiler spotted a small blood stain behind the toilet just then. A hypothesis came to his head. When he checked Nawon Hak's phone again, he saw that the young man had tried but failed to send a message to someone at 9:38 p.m.
The detective you came with, is he gone already? Her voice sounded different. She walked over to the kitchen and spoke only after taking out something from the cabinet. Tell me what you were trying to say before. I will then tell you everything I know. I just have one question for you. Why did you do it? I don't know what you mean. You said when you came home at 8:30, your brother was not here. Then I took out Nawon Hak's cell phone and placed it on the table. Then why was there a failed text message sent at 9:38 p.m? Why did you kill your own brother? A sharp blade, 10 centimeters long, glinted under the dim light. No hesitation could be seen in her eyes. It was clear that she had already built up a resistance on her own. I wonder why people killed with this knife were so chatty, just like you. I was bothered by the sound of her footsteps as she came closer. I had to stop it somehow. You killed 3 innocent women before burying one in your yard and dumping 2 bodies in the reed field. When the police closed in, you killed even your own brother in the bathroom. Shut up! Drop that knife!
The killer was Nawon Hak's sister. She claimed that she killed her brother because she didn't want to take care of him any longer. Here's literary critic Chun So-young to tell us more about the main character's dramatic profiling process.
The killer turned out to be Nawon Hak's sister. She framed her own brother so that he would become the most likely suspect. But rather than feeling remorseful after getting caught, she maintained that she was a victim of the society. She really believed her claim. But the profiler knows that's just an excuse because he has seen many times throughout his career as a profiler how a repeat offender loses morality and changes over time. I left the police station and headed to Seoul. All I could see on my way to Seoul was people. They meet, part, communicate, and sever ties every day. If someone gets killed, we question and investigate the people that the victim had known because everyone has a deep, hidden reason to commit murder. This is a comprehensible, yet also incomprehensible thing. That is why I have to look out for the world with fractured eyes. With freaky eyes like a broken mirror. Such are the only things I am capable of seeing now.
Thank you for tuning in to Books on Demand. This week we read Their Eyes by Shin Jae-hyung for the Summer Thriller Series. This has been Karen Choi, and please join me again next week.